I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Trump mostly stuck to the script today when he addressed the American Legion Convention in Reno, Nevada. He spoke about shared values and national unity. Trump was in a much more combative mood last night in Phoenix. He used a campaign-style rally there to attack the media and once again defend his much-criticized comments about the racist violence in Charlottesville. The rally in Phoenix also attracted thousands of protesters who went on to clash with police. Marcos Najera was in Phoenix to cover the event for station KPCC in Los Angeles, but he says he wasn't alone.
I actually went with my mom, Yolanda, and my boyfriend, Sergio, and I have to tell you, Carol, they weren't originally going to come. I was going to go on my own and gather tape and pictures for the NPR affiliate in L.A., and we saw on CNN in the afternoon that the Phoenix mayor, Greg Stanton, said, everyone will be fine, it's going to be peaceful. And at that point, there had been several hours of peaceful protests already. So there was all indication that everything would be fine. And so my mom and boyfriend said, you know, we're going to come and bear witness. We want to go with you.
Now, President Trump, he was in real attack mode in Phoenix, especially towards the press. Was there anything he said that especially struck you?
I think the whole thing was kind of shocking because, you know, everybody originally thought that he was coming to pardon Arpaio. You know, and I've covered Arpaio for many, many years, and watching the story progress over time, the sense in the community and definitely the Latino community that justice was finally being served. And so when people heard that he was coming potentially to pardon Arpaio, it just created a potential powder keg. And you could feel that out there in the streets. He didn't actually do that, as you know, but everything around the speech was kind of a jab to people here in Arizona, from talking about our two senators, McCain and Flake, to talking about the wall, to talking about the recent unrest in Virginia. Everything seemed like little jabs in the side, not only to the people in Arizona, but kind of around the country.
Now, let's get to what it turned into. I'd love you to set the scene for us. You were in the middle of a huge crowd of counter-protesters outside the convention center where President Trump was speaking. What happened when his speech ended?
As a reporter, what I was planning to do was get reacts or sound from both sides. So I had embedded myself with the counter-protesters, the anti-Trump folks. People were playing drums and chanting and cheering and that kind of thing. And there was, in the street, a line of Phoenix police, almost like a border between the two camps. So as the speech ended, people booed and nothing out of the ordinary. But then all of a sudden, what I saw from my perspective is I saw the Phoenix police raise weapons and aim towards us. And I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. And the next thing I knew, I could hear popping, you know, and then they were spraying pepper spray and tear gas and flash grenades. Within under 5 minutes, people were running. I mean, running for cover. It burned. It was a horrible feeling. I mean, it made us choke. It made us tear up. It was hard to think. You know, it was hard to see. It got cloudy. I had to help boost my mom, who recently had knee surgery, over a metal barricade. And it was just kind of, it was a stampede. It was a chaotic stampede.
What about the police statements that protesters were throwing rocks and bottles at police?
I heard that, you know, and as we were fleeing the area, I heard people talking like, you know, what did you see? What did you see? Kind of thing. I never saw that. I never saw anybody throw anything, antagonize the police, nothing at all. In front of me, I could see, Carol, a group of people in black holding up kind of like a big wooden maybe shield. And they are the only people that I think may have caused trouble. I didn't see it in front of us.
What's the mood a day later in Phoenix?
Well, you know, I got up this morning and it was a beautiful sunrise and it's so calm. And I think I'm kind of still stunned that that happened in my hometown. The mood is somewhere between shock and anger and disgust and disbelief, I would say. What's painful for me as an Arizonan is that everyone was out there peacefully demonstrating. And so it should never have turned into what it turned into. I think whatever side you are on here in Arizona, what was happening was good. People were exercising their First Amendment rights to speak out and speak up. There was nothing wrong with that, whatever side they were on. But it didn't need to turn violent like it turned last night. And that wasn't good.
Marcos Najera is a freelance journalist who was at President Trump's rally in Phoenix last night. Thanks, Marcos. Glad you guys are okay.
Thank you, Carol.